Oh, plus okay. So we took us to La Hasak. She called Hasak. We explained that Hasak was Daniel. Either that he was the one that decreed, you know, he was the one behind the decrees of the king. All the laws and edicts that came out of the kingdom had to go through him, or that he was cut down from his lofty level. Misarisi Amalek, he was a foot soldier, Shehem and Lefana, he was a Piashkaka Pratis, he was standing in front of Esther, but Tetzaveh al Mordechai, she commanded him on Mordechai. Das Mazeh al Mazeh. To know what's this and what's this. So we explained yesterday that the Vilna Gaon says the first Mazeh, she wanted to know what the Jews did wrong to deserve something terrible. Like, she was able to figure that much out. There must be something terrible coming. What'd they do? That's the Tzedekah's response. Something terrible is coming. You know that it's coming for a reason and something. Hashem wants something. And the second thing she wanted to know was, okay, what's the decree? But the Iker was, what's the cause of the decree? What's the Chet? The Pasuk says, "V'tzaveyo al Mordechai." She commanded Hasach on Mordechai. What does it mean to command Hasach on Mordechai? The Yosef Lekach, the commentary by the Yosef Lekach explains in Pasuk Hei, "V'tzaveyo al Mordechai."
Yeah, straight up.
She sent messengers to Mordechai with clothing. Not only did he refuse the clothing and refused to take the sackcloth off him, but he revealed nothing to the messengers. So they came back empty-handed, and they had no idea why he was standing there. Like, she had thought perhaps he would tell them why he's standing there. So she had no idea. So that's why she didn't send those messengers again. She sent Afka Hasach. Hasach is someone that Mordechai will tell. She sent Hasach, she used Daniel. If Klal Yisrael is in trouble, if they're in danger, and Mordechai is with ashes and sackcloth, so he sent Hasach, he sent Daniel, and then Mordechai will tell Daniel. But she had no idea, you know, she had no idea what instructions to give Hasach.
Pretty smart guy. He could probably figure it out himself.
No, she's a queen. The queen gives commands. She could have sent Hasach with instructions from Mordechai. I'm sending this man to you, Mordechai. Tell him everything. Or meet me in this place. Or take a piece of paper, write it down, put it around a rock, tie a string around it, throw it through the window. She could have had instructions from Mordechai. She's a queen. Queens issue commands. But Chazal say because of her anivus, her humility, that thought never entered her mind that she should actually direct Mordechai in any way. But Mordechai needs help. He's standing there for a reason. There's got to be something, you know, he's standing there. So he needs assistance. So she figured that whatever Mordechai needs, Daniel would be the man to fill it. And she sent Daniel, and the only instruction she gave to Daniel is, I'm sending you on Mordechai, meaning whatever you're to be at his disposal. If she would be sending a command or an instruction, it would say she's sending it to Mordechai. But since she's not, she's just making Hasach available to Mordechai to use for his needs, and that's why he wrote Al Mordechai. So it's a show of her anivus, her humility.
Does everyone agree that she knew who Hasach was?
Yes. If Hasach was Daniel, then she knew it was Daniel. Another pshat which you see in the Mefarshim, it was very dangerous for Esther to be communicating directly with Mordechai. The Hatzal of Klal Yisrael arose from the fact that she sprung the trap on Haman. She revealed in the Mishta who she was. You know, if Haman finds out that Esther is communicating with Mordechai, he'll kill her.
How?
I don't know how, but he will. He will kill her. It's very dangerous. He's not going to allow Esther to frustrate his plans. It's very dangerous. So to the Yosef Lakach says a second shot, that if it would say that to Tzavel El Mordechai, that she told Daniel and she sent him directly to Mordechai, then that would mean that it was a direct beeline between her and Mordechai. The pasuk says that to Tzavel Al Mordechai, she commanded him concerning Mordechai, about Mordechai, because part of the shlichus, part of the service he was rendering was to make it look as if he just happened to meet Mordechai. It means he went in a roundabout way and he frequented places that he knew Mordechai would be there, and he'll happen to see him. He says, "Oh, Mordechai, how you doing? What's up?" So he said, but Tzavel Al Mordechai has those two mashmayus and two meanings. One is there was no command or direct instructions to Mordechai. And number two, Hasach was not sent directly to Mordechai. He was, in case you happened to see him, to avert suspicion. Pasuk Vav. Vayetzi Hasach Mordechai. Hasach went out to Mordechai al-Rachav Be'er, to the street of the city, Ashelef Neshar Malach, which was in front of the gate of the king. So there was a street, and the street was in front of the gate, and Mordechai was there, and he went out. The significance of Mordechai being in the middle of the street, so the Vilna Gaon attributes this to the fact that Mordechai wasn't embarrassed to be seen in public with sackcloth and to be crying and screaming in the middle of the street. So that's why it says in the Rechov Ha'ir, in the street of the city, to show that how Mordechai was so l'shem shamayim, that his own personal concern. What?
Where is it B'seich Ha'ir?
Yes, so Rechov is more. Rechov is more. Rechov is explicit. Street. Sekhir here is in the middle of the city. If you're in a house, you're also in the middle of the city. Chayv is a street. It's explicit.
Can it be saying he was going out to the people of Nisrael down the streets?
He was screaming in the streets. In the streets. The Ashik explains this as part of the cover-up. Hasak went to him in the street because when you want to meet somebody for secretive purposes, you find a clandestine meeting place. Yeah, you go to some smoky place, you know, where the lights are dimmed and nobody's looking at anybody because they're all in a state of inebriation. You go there and you conduct your business. To meet someone in the middle of the street completely throws off suspicion. You just met him. He met him. He's in the street. Yeah, he met him. You don't have to go. There's two aspects of street. One is you don't have to go specially in order to see the person. You meet them walking down the street. So Hasak was not caught going to a special destination or locality in order to find Mordechai. He met him in the street. Meeting someone in the street is called mikra. It's happenstance. It just happened. That's the Alshech points it out. And similarly, the Yalkut Me'amois points at another advantage of meeting him in the street. He explains this through a question. You know, if you don't want people to overhear you, so you go to a private place, you don't want to go to a public place. There's many people around, there's a multitude of people, and there's that much many eavesdroppers. And he explains that is the reason why they chose to meet in the street. Because no one would suspect them of speaking of hidden matters, having a hidden agenda, in a place where there's so many eavesdroppers.